Behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. Today in the city of David, a Savior has been born to you, and he is Christ the Lord. You're all very welcome to our service for Christmas morning. It's lovely to see lots of people home for Christmas, and you're all very welcome as we come together to worship. And you'll see on the screen on the way in that we have no Wednesday service this coming week, but next Sunday morning our service is Holy Communion at 9 o'clock. At 11 o'clock we have a special service that tells the story behind some of our favourite Christmas carols. And next Sunday evening at 7, the service of Holy Communion. But we're going to begin today by singing from the Red Church hymnal, hymn number 166, Joy to the World.
Good morning, and you're all very welcome to this, our short Christmas morning service. We've come together this morning to say thank you to God for Christmas. We're here to worship our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. We're here to give to God our joys this Christmas, but we're also here to give him our sorrows, because every Christmas brings with it sorrows sometimes. We're here to hear God's word, to hear his gospel, and to give ourselves to him in love and confession. So let's begin our service by confessing our sins and giving ourselves to God our Father. Every word you need will be on the screen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we have sinned against you and against our neighbor in thought and word and deed, through negligence, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault, by what we have done and by what we have failed to do. We are truly sorry and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all that is past and grant that we may serve you in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you. Pardon and deliver you from all your sins. Confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Now, good. I was hoping you would be able to hear me, and you can. We're swapping microphones, which can never go wrong. Because it's Christmas, I'd love to hear about what some of you got for Christmas. It doesn't have to be just kids. Who got something nice for Christmas that they want to tell us about? No? I haven't opened my presents yet, you see. Who's going to be brave and be the first one? What did you get? Books. What kind of books? You wouldn't have had a chance to read them yet. Who got chocolates for Christmas? Excellent. Who got wine for Christmas? Excellent. Who's opened it already? Thank you for being honest. And has anyone opened any toys this Christmas? What did you get? Can I come down to you and can you tell me what you got? That's okay. What did you get?
I got some Lego.
You got some Lego. Oh, we love Lego. Lego's been going for years. What was it? Any particular kind of set? What did you get? Excellent. Jurassic World. Brilliant. Enjoy that. And did you all have a good Christmas? I'm not going to pick on you. Oh, I might. I'm not going to pick on you. Did you have a good Christmas? Excellent. Well, it's a lovely day. And I hope that whatever you do for the rest of the day, you enjoy it and you enjoy one another's company. What we're going to do just now is read from the Gospel of Luke, and then we'll sing together. And then I'm going to show you a gift here that reminds us of something we've been given this Christmas. Today's gospel is taken from the gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, and starting at verse 1. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken in the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was the governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone down around them. And they were terrified, but the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is Christ, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all on whom his favor rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Let's stand and sing together. Let's stand and sing together. Song 174, if you're using your hymn books, "O Little Town of Bethlehem."
Thank you.
Please take your seats. At Christmas, the first thing that almost all of us think about is gifts, presents, presents that we give and presents that we receive. And I want to take a very short time to think about a present that we receive every day, but we think about it in a special way at Christmas. So I have a box here, and there's nothing particularly flashy about it. If I open it up, here we have it. Homemade, absolutely beautifully done, I think, as long as you don't look at the back. Love. We sing it in our songs. Love came down at Christmas. Love is the gift that was given to us at Christmas. Love that came in the form of Jesus, God who became human. And then Jesus who grew up to love those around him and to teach us how to love those around him. And when that love got too much for the world, well, the world tried to snuff out the love. And it's a strange thing to think and to try and fully understand love. And one of the ways that will help us understand the love that Jesus gave us is to look at the wrapping. So I'm going to come back to this box. This will almost certainly work. Here we go. The wrapping, I'm going to put it up here. Can you see that okay, some of you? It's a cross. The wrapping that the love comes in at Christmas time is an unusual one. It's a wrapping that talks about giving and sacrifice. It's love, obviously, which is great, it's cozy, but love has a special shape. It might be that this year you are caring for someone in your family, someone who needs special care, and it's taking a lot of time. And that's some of the sacrifice of love. It might be that this year things are going to happen to you and you're expecting things to go wrong in your work, or you're expecting difficult things to happen because you believe certain things and you do certain things out of love. That's part of the sacrifice of love. And one of the ways we can properly understand or even start to understand the love that came down at Christmas is through this idea of giving and through this idea of sacrifice. So I'm just going to leave that with you. I'm going to hang that there. And I'll put this here. Love at Christmas is a beautiful thing, and it's something that we share together. But it can only be fully understood if we think on it in terms of what we're giving and what's been given to us in sacrifice. And this probably isn't going to stick, but I'll put it here. Shall we pray?
We thank you for Christmas. We thank you for a time of joy that we can share together. We thank you for the gospel of love, the story of sacrifice, the story of giving, which give love its shape. Heavenly Father, some of us here come to Christmas with sadness. There are people that we would love to have shared Christmas with, and it hasn't worked out for a variety of reasons. And in these mixture, this mixture of emotions. We give ourselves to you, and we give our loved ones for you, and we thank you that our gospel of love is still for us and still given to us from you. And before we close our prayers with the Lord's Prayer, let's take a moment of quiet and give ourselves this Christmas to God and accept his love for us. We pray together, Our Father. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And we bring our short service to a close with a blessing prayer. Christ, who by his incarnation gathered into one all things earthly and heavenly, fill you with his joy and his peace. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you this Christmas and forevermore. Amen. Our closing song is hymn 172, Come All Ye Faithful.